أتاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين and respected listeners of the Voice of the Cape, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love, mercy and peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. جماعة المسلمين, there has been a slight change of plan. I did mention last Friday that today we were going to be speaking about Bani Israel, and in terms of how we need to, as mu'mineen, as believers, look at the situation of the ummah as it is today, all under the control and management of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But inshallah ta'ala, we're going to leave that for the first Friday after Ramadan. And we're on the radio today, so even if there might be somebody of the Jewish community or even of the Jewish Board of Deputies, if they would like to come along and listen to our connection as Muslimin with Bani Israel and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them and all the many prophets that were sent to them alayhimus salatu wassalam in the Holy Quran, then that will happen on the first Friday after Eid bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But today, and the person to blame for this without his knowledge, he's actually sitting here, is Haji Nazim Peterson, because I got him yesterday and he said they're coming to the masjid today, and I thought to myself, well, I need to have a heart-to-heart with the Muslims of Cape Town about this particular radio station, Voice of the Cape. In actual fact, I was looking up on the web, on the internet, and mashallah, Voice of the Cape is actually mentioned on Wikipedia. Allahu Akbar. And if you would allow me, it says, the Voice of the Cape is a Muslim community radio station based in Cape Town, South Africa. The first Muslim radio station in South Africa. The station started broadcasting on a special license in 1995. I can actually remember it. Do you remember that? It was at the waterfront. I still remember Sheikh Nazim Muhammad, rahimahullah ta'ala, was leading the Taraweeh there on the grass patch overlooking the waterfront. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a high place in Jannah. Ameen. So it was in the month of Ramadan, 1995. It says here, entirely community-owned and independent. Its license is held by the Muslim Broadcasting Corporation. Full stop. It's on Wikipedia, but it's short and sweet. Alhamdulillah. So when Haji Nazim told me that they're going to come to the masjid here today, I thought to myself, well, now, there's something that I need to share with the Muslims of Cape Town. Why I say Cape Town? Because the Voice of the Cape is a Muslim radio station in Cape Town. It's not the only radio station. There are other radio stations all doing good work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except from each and every single one of them. But when I drive past and when I go to the radio station, then I look at the building and sometimes I think to myself, Ya Salam, this building looks like it's been hit by shrapnel. This building is in a decrepit state. In actual fact, I spoke at a function for Discover Islam as well not too long ago. And Discover Islam, if you don't know, is in Imam Harun Road. Very close to Islamia Masjid. Islamia School. But it is so small, if you drive faster than maybe 25 or 30 kilometers, you'll hardly even notice it. And it too is in a decrepit state. Discover Islam. Can you imagine that? Discover Islam, the building, in a decrepit state. Voice of the Cape in Salt River, in the main road, in a decrepit state. Why? And it's entirely community owned. Well, Voice of the Cape is entirely community owned. A community radio station for the Muslims and by the Muslims. Yet it is in such a state. And the question is, why, Jamaat al-Muslimin? I would like to start with myself and say that the indictment is against us as a community. We haven't understood our responsibility. Our responsibility in the spread of Islam. Now, Voice of the Cape, like all other mouthpieces of da'wah, have their shortcomings. Definitely room for improvement. But subhanAllah, if you think before 1995, would we have been able to be waiting, da'abari buka tafel, waiting for the adhan to go off? On a Friday morning, I was listening to my colleague and very good friend, Sheikh Nabil Majid, you know, putting such great hope and enthusiasm into the hearts of the listeners, into the hearts of the believers about the great reward that they are receiving in the month of Ramadan and the mercy with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enveloping them in the month of Ramadan. And I think to myself, if there weren't such radio stations like Voice of the Cape, we wouldn't be listening to these beautiful nasa'ih, these sincere advices, helping us to stay on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And by Allah, I make a qasam. Wallahi billahi tallahi. Haji Nazim, who told me he's going to be here today, has no idea that I'm going to speak about this today. And I'm speaking about it today for a specific reason, because there is something happening tonight. There's something happening tonight on the radio station. It's the first time I hear of such a thing. It's called a dial-a-thon. We are all used to the pledges on ITV. Every night in Ramadan, we have these pledges for different Muslim organizations. It is also quite costly, but alhamdulillah, the organizations, they manage to also raise some money in order to continue with their good work. Voice of the Cape doesn't have a pledge line on ITV, but it does have a dial-a-thon tonight on its own platform, on the radio station platform, from 9:30 until, if I'm not mistaken, 11:30? 12 o'clock. From 9:30 in the evening till 12 o'clock. I know the average taraweeh is out by about 9 o'clock. So inshallah ta'ala, enough time for us to get home and to have another cup of buba. Gister aan was buba aan, but alhamdulillah, I'm sure there's leftover. It's now afdraans, it was opiebe geweest, and we know we're halfway. Alhamdulillah, we are now downhill to the end of this blessed month of Ramadan. Very sadly, it's gone so quickly. So we'll all have enough time to go home and then phone into Voice of the Cape to make our pledges, so that the building in Salt River doesn't look like a building that has been hit by shrapnel or that is falling apart. Because Voice of the Cape, alhamdulillah, they have in their plans to renovate, to improve, to digitize, to upgrade the studios. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the brothers that you see here, Rashad Jacobs and Brother Shafiq and also Brother Nazim Peterson, these outside broadcasts, if it was in Worcester today, they'd have to drive out to Worcester. The people in the studios, the presenters, the administrators, the people that work at Voice of the Cape, I've seen it with my own eyes, dedicated people. MashaAllah, I remember when they were in Jamison Street and I met Imam Ali there. I remember Sheikh Abu Bakr Abdurrauf took me there as I was a student in Medina, and he took me there. He wanted me to tell my story of how I embraced Islam. And he took me there, I think it was at the end of 1995 or the beginning of 1996. I can't remember exactly. But when I went there and I met Auntie Safiya, who is still there, and Imam Ali, who is still there, subhanAllah, dedicated people. Dedicated to what? Dedicated to bring the message of Islam to your homes, to your ears, and more importantly, to your hearts. What is our share in this? Or do we want to share at all? So this is going to be my topic for today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. الدعوه الى الله واهمته واهميته, calling to Allah and its great importance in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I start with a verse from the Holy Quran, from Surah Fussilat, verse number 33. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who is better in speech than the one that calls to Allah, does a good deed, and says, I am a Muslim. I don't know if they still play that advert on the Voice of the Cape, Brother Shafiq, where the lady at the end, she says, and because we are Muslim, we do things differently. And I just love that. Subhanallah. What is that saying? Well, innani min al-Muslimin. In this time when many Muslims around the world are living in fear, are actually hiding their heads, burying their heads in the sand. Alhamdulillah, we have a radio station that says we are Muslim and we do things differently. Jamaat al-Muslimin, like with any topic, the poet says, إِنَّ مَبَادِيَ كُلِّ فَنٍ عَشَّارَةٌ الْحَدُّ وَالْمَوْدُوعُ ثُمَّ الثَّمَرَةُ وَفَضْلُهُ وَنِسْبَةٌ وَالْوَاضِي وَالْإِسْمُ الْإِسْتِمْدَادُ حُكْمُ الشَّارِعِ مَسَائِلُ وَالْبَعْضُ بِالْبَعْضِ اكْتَفَى وَمَنْ دَرَى الْجَمِيعَ حَازَ الشَّرَفَ. The poet says, indeed, the foundational principles of any science are 10 in number. In other words, whenever you're discussing something, the first point that you have to go to is al-had. What is the definition of what we are speaking about? Then al-mawdu, then the subject matter. Al-haddu wal-mawdu'u thumma thamara, and then the benefit thereof. Wa-fadluhu, its virtue. Wa-nisbatun, its position with in relationship to the other sciences. Wal-wadi, its founder. Wal-ismu al-istimdadu, the name of the science or the name of the topic. Wal-istimdad, where it is derived from. Hukm al-shari', and the ruling pertaining to our engagement in it. Is it something that we just do by the way? Or is it something that is compulsory? Is it an individual obligation? Or is it a communal obligation? Etc. etc. مَسَائِلُ وَالْبَعْضُ بِالْبَعْضِ اكْتَفَى, and then the issues pertaining to it. And some of them make up for others. وَمَنْ دَرَى الْجَمِيعَ حَازَ الشَّرَفَى, and whoever attains them all has indeed attained great honor and nobility. So I want to begin with the first one. And we're not going to have time to go through all 10, but I'm going to select from them in order that we must have a better understanding of da'wah and our responsibility with regards to supporting it. First of all, al-had. What is the definition of da'wah? From the verb da'a, yad'u. In Mukhtar al-Sihah, one of the more popular Arabic to Arabic dictionaries, in Mukhtar al-Sihah, we find that it means bima'na da'ahu bima'na nadahu. Da'ahu nadahu. It means to call, it means to invite, literally. In Asas al-Balagha, which is the foundation of eloquence written by Imam al-Zamakhshari, دعوت فلانا ببعنا ناديته بصوت مرتفع. What it means is that if I say دعوت فلانا, that I called or invited so and so, فلان is so and so, it means ناديته بصوت مرتفع, that I called him with a raised voice, with an audible voice, like we hear every day on the radio. The voices must be audible, they must be crisp, they must be clear, so that the message reaches those that are listening. Now that is lughatan, that is the literal meaning of da'wah. What is the technical or legal meaning of da'wah? Istilahan, the first one I'm going to give you is from the creator of everything in the heavens and on earth, himself. It is nida'ullah lil khalqi liyuwahidu.
It is the call by Allah, by the Creator, to His creation to establish in their hearts His divine unity. Secondly, an-nasiha. Now, I've often heard people translating the word nasiha just as advice. And this is incorrect. Because I need to find a proper place to connect this microphone to. All right, there we go. That's better, eh? Okay. Don't have to hold it all the time. An-nasiha from nasaha. What does nasaha mean? Nasaha meaning khalasa. Al-khulus, which means clarity and purity. That's where we get ikhlas from. Surat al-Ikhlas, the chapter of purity. And but we better understand it when we look at the hadith. That famous hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad SAW, narrated by Tamim al-Dari, radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-deenu nasiha. The religion is nasiha. It is purity. You can't just say it is advice, because the first thing is, liman ya Rasulullah, for whom, O Messenger of Allah, they asked. He said, lillah. You're going to give advice to Allah? It doesn't mean advice. Purity to Allah meaning that the deen is purity, number one, in terms of our worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahdahu la sharika la. That you worship Allah, and we worship Him alone, and we associate no partners in that worship. That's what an-nasiha lillahi means. Purity in our worship for Allah. That we worship Allah, la ilaha, la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. That is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, likitabihi, for His book. For His book. For the Qur'an. Purity to the Qur'an. In terms of what? In terms of where we seek our guidance. In terms of where we seek our constitution, our way of life. فَمَنِ بَتَغَى الْهَدْيَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. In that famous hadith which I've mentioned many times here at this masjid, the hadith of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, mawkufan, when the Prophet ﷺ, when he mentioned Satakunu fitna, there will be a great trial and tribulation. Sayyidina Ali asked, Mal makhraju minha ya Rasulullah? What will be the escape from it, O Messenger of Allah? He answered, Kitabullah, the book of Allah. The book of Allah. Fihi nabu'un man kana qablakum. In it is the news of those who came before you. Wa khabru ma ba'dakum. And the information of those who were to come after you. Wa hukmun ma baynakum. And it is that book that you use to rule amongst you. Wa huwa al-fasl. It's clear cut. لَيْسَ بِالْهَزْلِ. There is no jest in it. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مِنْ جَبَّارٍ قَسَمَهُ اللَّهُ. Whichever tyrant abandons it or turns his back on it, Allah will destroy him. وَمَنِ بَتَغَى الْهَجَّ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. And whoever seeks guidance in anything but it, Allah will cause them to go astray. So this is purity towards the Qur'an. And Allah says, وَمَا فَرَطَنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We haven't left a single thing out of the book. And this is the month of the Qur'an. شَهُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Thirdly, وَلِرَسُولِ نَصِيحَ to His messenger. In terms of what? In terms of who we follow. Today we look at our youth and they have so many heroes, they have so many mentors. How do they look to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, put the youth aside. Us as adults, who are we following? Who are we taking as our example? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a direct connection between our love for Him and following the Messenger. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. And He will forgive you your sins, and He is oft forgiving, most merciful. So that is purity to the Messenger. That we take Him as our example. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة.
Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah is an excellent example. صلوات ربي والسلام عليه.
So purity to Allah in worship, purity to the Quran in seeking guidance. And what has been our theme in Salat al-Taraweeh? We've been maintaining a theme, building the shield of taqwa. That's why we are fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you might build that shield on your hearts, that wiqaya, that shield that we place between ourselves and everything, every word, every deed, all behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because only then will the Quran be a guide for us. Hudallil muttaqeen. It's a guidance for those who are mindful of Allah.
So an-nasiha liman? Purity for who?
Purity for Allah in worship. Purity to the Quran in seeking guidance. Purity to the Messenger, taking him as our example and following him. Not just lip service. Following him. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And then, وَلِيَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And to the leaders of the Muslims. To the leaders of the Muslims, yes. Purity in wanting them, we as the ra'iyya, as the community, wanting them to lead us sincerely, wanting them to lead us in the best way, to lead us on the straight path of Allah, we must always be advising them. Now comes the advice. Now comes the advice. Like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he was a true leader. He had a special wazir. Umar, in some riwayat, Amr ibn al-Muhajir. Amr or Umar, the son of the migrator, al-Muhajir. That was his name. He was a wazir for Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And what was his job? What was his portfolio? Minister of Finance? No. Minister of Education? No. Minister of Tourism? No. Minister of Justice? No. He had one simple portfolio. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said to him, Ya Umar ibn al-Muhajir, إذا رأيتني ضللت عن الطريق فخذ بمجمع ثوبي وهزني وقل لي اتق الله Umar ibn Abdul Aziz فإنك ستموت. That was his portfolio. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, considered to be the fifth of the Khulafa Rashideen in rank, the fifth of the rightly guided successors of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in rank, not chronologically speaking, but in rank. He said, Oh, Umar ibn al-Muhajir, if you see me going astray, then say to me, ittaqillah, fear Allah, for indeed you, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, are going to die. That was his ministry. And that is our responsibility towards our leaders. To always advise them. And if we see them going astray, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he took the khilafat, the first khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did he say? He said, In ahsantu fa'inuni. If I do well, then aid me. Wa in asa'tu. And if I do bad, faqawwimuni. Then come and correct me. So this is nasiha li'immatul muslimin, for the leaders of the Muslim community. And we're not just speaking about ulama here. Leaders of the Muslim community, whether it be in administration, وَمَا دُونَ, and any other type of leadership for that matter. مَنْ وَلِيَ أَمْرَ أَشَرْتٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيُضَاءُ مَغْلُولَتَانِ إِلَىٰ عُنُقِ حَتَّى يَفُكُّهُ الْعَدَلْ أَوْ يُذِقُهُ الْجَوْرِ. Allah, Allah muhafadna. Ya Rab, oh Allah, protect us and guide us. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, he says, Whoever takes responsibility for 10 people will come on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and two shackles will be put around their necks. Until justice frees them from those shackles, or injustice, meaning that they've been unjust to one of those 10 people that they've been leading, injustice will cause them to be dragged by those shackles and chains إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ to the fire of hell. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. And then finally, وَعَامَّتِهِمْ, and to the ordinary lay people, to us ordinary folk, to the community, we must be constantly advising one another. And this brings me to the third istilahi, or legal or technical meaning of da'wah. And that is, al-amru bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil munkar. Al-amru bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil munkar. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And we've spoken about this a number of times, that spirituality for us, or drawing closer to Allah, if we have any hope of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we first have to make sure that we are all staying away from haram, that we are living well within the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah said, don't come near to them. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah said, do not transgress them. And in that famous hadith, إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيْنُ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيْنُ, what does the Prophet say at the end of the hadith? What does he say? كَالرَّاعِي يَرْأَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى. Like a shepherd that takes his sheep to graze on the border of another man's land. يُشِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ. Almost allowing those sheep to go over into the other man's land. أَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَلِكٍ حِمَى. أَلَا وَإِنَّ حِمَى اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُ. Said, indeed, for every king there are borders, there are boundaries. And indeed, the boundaries of Allah are His prohibitions. So we need to learn. We need to have access to that information, whereby we learn what those boundaries are, and we can move flexibly within those boundaries. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, when he was asked the question, مَا الْهِجْرُتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, what is migration, O Messenger of Allah? He said, أَن تَهْجُرَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَتُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةَ وَتُؤْتِيَ الزَّكَاةَ فَأَنْتَ مُهَاجِرْ وَلَوْ مُتَّ فِي الْحَضَرِ. What is migration, O Messenger of Allah? He said, migration is to migrate away from all evil, promiscuity and corruption. To migrate away from haram. Then to establish prayer. Then to pay zakah, then you are a migrator. You will get the reward of a migrator. You'll be written as a migrator. And in those days, a migrator was who? The one that migrated from Mecca to Medina. Then you're a migrator, even if you die at home. Even if you die in your bed. So Jumatul Muslimin, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And this brings me to the hukum of this act of da'wah. What is the ruling pertaining to propagating the deen of Islam, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil? It is a fard kifaya. إِذَا أَقَامَ بِهِ الْبَعْضُ سَقَطَ الْإِثْمُ عَنِ الْبَاقِي. That if some people do it, the sin falls away on the others. But if nobody does it, then the sin falls on all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 104, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And let there be a group from among you. Let there be a group from among you that are calling towards good, enjoining the doing of good, prohibiting the doing of evil. Indeed they, and truly they are the successful ones. In verse number 110 of the same chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You were the best nation. I mean, the Mufassirin say, here Allah is speaking to who? The Sahaba. Speaking to the companions. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. They were pleased with Allah, whatever He put out for them. And Allah was in turn pleased with them. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was pleased with them. And they were in turn pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all the illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe them? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You were the best nation raised up for mankind. How does he describe them then? What's the first thing? What's the first attribute with which he praises them? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You enjoin the good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you prohibit the evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ and you have faith in Allah. In Surah At-Tawbah, verse 71, Allah speaks about the ordinary believers. May Allah make us of them, the true believers. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ And the true believers from the males and the true believers from the females. They are allies of one another. They aid each other, they help each other, they advise each other. How does Allah then describe them? What's the first attribute with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ They enjoin the good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And they prohibit the evil. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ And they establish prayer. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ And they pay the charity, the obligatory alms. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ And they obey Allah and His Messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرَحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ Indeed, Allah will envelop them with His mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, the almighty, the wise, جَلَّ فِي عُلَى So this act of da'wah, Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is something that is fard kifaya. It's a communal obligation. And if we don't have the time to engage in it, then at least let's support those institutions. And here we have, alhamdulillah, an institution that reaches up to 350,000 homes. 350,000 homes. And we can have a stake in that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We can have a stake in that. But if we are not going to engage in it, and if we are going to be the sabab for an organization like Voice of the Cape not being able to continue with this work, and the good is not enjoined, and the evil is not prohibited, then what do we have in store for ourselves? Well, to a large degree, people are following the mantra which we find in many parts of the world, that God for everyone and everyone for themselves. Is that Islam? Abadan. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبَعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِقَابًا مِّنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ This particular hadith narrated by Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman رضي الله عنه. He narrates that our beloved Prophet Muhammad made a qasam. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي By the one in whose hands lies my life. He said, if you must enjoin the good and you must forbid the evil, because if you don't, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might just send upon you a great torment. And then you will pray to Him and He will not answer your du'as. Another riwayah of the hadith, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَّا لَيُسَلِّطَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدْعُوا خِيَارُكُمْ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ You must enjoin the good and you must forbid the evil, because if you don't, then Allah will send the worst of you to rule over you, and the best of you will make dua and their duas will not be answered. May Allah save us. May Allah guide us. In the riwayah of Sayyidina Aisha, she heard the Prophet ﷺ speaking to the people. And he said to them, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah azza wa jal yaqul. He said, Oh mankind, indeed, Allah is saying to you, مُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Enjoin the good. وَنْهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ Prohibit the evil. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَدْعُونِي فَلَا أُجِيبُكُمْ وَتَسْأَلُونِي فَلَا أُعْتِيكُمْ وَتَسْتَنْصِرُونِي فَلَا أَنْصُرُكُمْ Hadith Qudsi. O mankind, indeed Allah says to you, enjoin the good, forbid the evil. Before there comes a time when you call on me and I do not answer you, and you ask of me and I do not give to you, and you seek my help and I do not help you. So this is not something that we just do by the way. This is the cornerstone of our deen, Jamaat al-Muslimin. A deenun nasiha. When it comes to each other, the deen is pure, sincere advice to each other. And Allah is testing us with each other. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَّصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 20, And Allah has made some of you a trial for others. Will you not then persevere? And your Lord is ever watchful. We have an opportunity, Jamaat al-Muslimin, to reach 350,000 homes with the message of Islam, with the message of bringing Muslims onto the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and with the message to the non-Muslims to bring them into the deen of Islam. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. As somebody who came into this deen, Jamaat al-Muslimin, I sometimes think to myself, had I heard about Islam earlier on, would I have become Muslim? Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. But I can tell you there are millions of people out there that might have heard about Islam, but they do not know the true message of Islam. And it is our duty to take that message to them. Whether we're doing it physically, or it is happening via the radio. I've even heard of some people that they've heard the message of Islam by accident. They were going through their radio, doing a scan, and they ended up on Voice of the Cape. And through the da'wah that they heard, it eventually led them to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we're in the month of Ramadan. In the hadith of Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, qala, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwad an-nas. Wa kana ajwad ma yakunu fi Ramadan. He was the most generous of people. And he was the most generous in the month of Ramadan. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we have such an opportunity in this month of Ramadan in order to become a part of this vehicle of da'wah that is reaching many people, hundreds and thousands of people, and even through one. لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمَرِ النِّعَمِ لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ أَوْ غَرَبَتْ. It says, for one person to be guided at your hands is better in the sight of Allah, or is better for you. لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمَرِ النِّعَمْ than the red camel. I suppose today, a red camel in those days may be the equivalent of a red Ferrari today. But if you look at the second riwayah, for one person to be guided at your hands is better than everything that the sun rises on in the morning or that the sun sets on in the evening. For one person to be guided at your hands. And then what happens if they are the sabab for thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions to be guided? Where's your reward then? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن حديث صحيح في صحيح مسلم من دعا إلى هدى. Whoever calls to guidance, كان له من الأجر, then they will have of reward مثل أجور من تبعه, they will have of the reward of those who follow them in that guidance. لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا, and it will not take away from their reward, the ones who have followed. ومن دعا إلى الضلالة, and likewise the one who calls to misguidance, كان عليه من الإثم, then they will have a sin مثل آثام من تبعه, like the sins of those who follow them. لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا, and it will not reduce the ones who followed them in sin, it will not reduce from their sin in the least. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us now make musharaka. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr embraces Islam, and a few hours later, sa'atin qalila, who does he bring to the fold of Islam? He starts his da'wah. He brings Uthman ibn Affan. He brings Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam. He brings Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. He brings Talha ibn Ubaidillah. And he brings Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. All at the hands of Abu Bakr. And then those five giants that I've just mentioned, excluding Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, those five giants that I've just mentioned from amongst the companions, how many came to Islam at their hands? Abu Bakr gets in that reward. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has his share in that reward. Until we are sitting here today in the furthest point of South Africa, he is inshallah ta'ala getting of that reward. What about the future generations to come? Don't you want to have a stake? Wallahi, let me tell you something today. This deen is spreading. And it's going to continue to spread. لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. this matter, this deen of Islam, this matter of submission and surrender to Allah, the creator of everything in the heavens and on earth, it will reach those parts of the world, says our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will reach those parts of the world that the night and the day have reached. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ. Through the might of one whom Allah has made mighty, or through the humiliation of one whom Allah has humiliated. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even bring people to Islam through people, through fools like Donald Trump. He will humiliate Donald Trump, and with that, he will bring people to Islam بِأَفْوَاجَ, in their waves and in their droves. Because Allah يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. The Islamophobia, the anti-Islamic rhetoric that is going all over the world, in the newspapers, in the magazines, on the TV channels, cable networks, internet, no matter what. الَّذِينَ إن الذين كفروا ينفقون أموالهم ليصدوا عن سبيل الله. Allah explains it in detail. He says, indeed those who disbelieve, they spend their wealth to hinder man from the path of God, to hinder man from the path of Allah. Allah says, سينفقونها. They will spend all of it. ثم تكون عليهم حسرة. And then it'll all be in vain. ثم يغلبون. And then they will be overcome and defeated. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Islam is going to spread. Whether they want to put out the light of Allah or not, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. Allah completes and perfects His light, even if the disbelievers dislike it. The question is, do we want to be a part of it? And I can tell you, for somebody who grew up for the first 18 years of his life without knowing who Allah and who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, I can tell you that I want a stake in that, inshallah. I want a part in that, inshallah ta'ala. Very recently, a very close friend of mine from many years ago, 25 years ago, Maulana Sirajuddin Parker, he was studying in Azadville and he was doing his hifz, and he came to Husami Masjid where I was living in Cravenby. I had embraced Islam just 2 years before that through the asbab of brother Farooq Musquat from Zimbabwe. He was the first person to call me to Islam, and my wife, alhamdulillah, and her brother-in-law Farid, subhanallah, they were the initial asbab. But the one who inspired me to go and study the deen, Maulana Sirajuddin Parker, just through his akhlaq, just through his character, I made the niyyah that I wanted to give up my job and I wanted to go and walk the path of seeking knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was at his janazah just the other day, and I thought to myself, and I said to Allah, Ya Allah, for every bayan that I've given, for every talk that I've given, if you have used me, Allah, to inspire anybody, then let Mullah Sirajuddin. He was an introvert. I'm an extrovert. You know, he didn't talk much. Ikani opo prati. But he, subhanallah, he was the sabab for me going to study the deen. Let's be the asbab for others to, inshallah, walk the same path. Let us be asbab, let us be causes for people to come into this deen. For people that have maybe lost their way as Muslimin to come back to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So tonight, inshallah ta'ala, 9:30, please, Jamaat al-Muslimin, whatever you can. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. Allah does not place a burden on a soul except in terms of what He's given that soul. So everybody can afford something. ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك. Don't tie your hand to your neck. Don't be stingy. ولا تبسط كل الباس. Don't give all your money away. فتقعد ملوما محصورا. For indeed, then you will be blameworthy, especially by your wife. محصورا, and you will end up insolvent and bankrupt. So we take the path in between. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Those that when they spend, they don't waste, they're not extravagant, nor are they stingy, but they find a path in between. So 9:30 tonight, the dial-a-thon, phone into Voice of the Cape. I believe there are two numbers. I don't have those numbers with me. Maybe you can get them, inshallah ta'ala, from our brothers here from the technical team. And inshallah ta'ala, make your pledge. I think they need close to 3 million rand to renovate that building that looks like it's been hit with shrapnel. So inshallah ta'ala, make your niyyah, support this vehicle and this conduit of da'wah ila Allah. Yes, inshallah, room for improvement. Yes, there are shortcomings, but inshallah ta'ala, let's step up to the plate. Let's give good advice, sincere advice. Let's support them with our advice, with our wealth, that inshallah ta'ala, the spread of the messages of Islam can continue in Cape Town, in the broader South Africa, and to the world, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And I leave you with one last story, and that is the story of Amr ibn Tufail, or Tufail ibn Amr. Tufail ibn Amr, he was from Yemen, from Ad-Daws. Ad-Daws, and he embraced Islam at the hands of the Prophet ﷺ. Then he was so feverish, you know, about him now being a believer, that he even wondered if he should ask the Prophet to make dua against his people who were disbelievers. So the Prophet lifted up his hand and said, Allahumma hdi dawsan wa'ti bihim. Oh Allah, guide Dawes and bring them to Medina. Wa'ti bihim, bring them to Medina. Then he said, irja ila qawmik. Fad'uhum, go back to your people and call them to Islam. He said, warfuq bihim, and be gentle with them. Be gentle with them. There's no severity, there's no hardness, there's no ghilza. Wala kunta faddan ghaliz al-qalb lam faddu min hawlik. What does Allah say to our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, khayru khalqillah, the best of all creation? If you had to have been harsh and hard of heart, they would all run away from you. Warfuq bihim. So he goes to Yemen, he calls his people to Islam, and he comes back to Medina with 80 of them. This is now after Badr, after Uhud, after Khandaq. And who does he bring with him? Abu Hurairah radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an. The narrator of more than 7,000 ahadith. Let us claim our share in that da'wah, Jamaat al-Muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause Voice of the Cape, inshallah, to go from strength to strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustain them from where they cannot account. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, help all vehicles of da'wah, calling to the haqq, calling to the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them and bless them and guide them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have our share in that as well. To enjoy it on the dunya, with guidance from Allah. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صَرَاتِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. Whoever calls to the Qur'an will be guided on the straight path of Allah. And more importantly, to be entered in the chief of all du'at. To be entered with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah fi jannatin na'im wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.